to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
Happy Mother's Day. Can I tell a story? I did not know what to put. I didn't come up with this poem till this morning because I always wait on God. He didn't give me a title, so I said, okay, I'm going to wait until this morning. And I heard the touch of a mother. Remember when you got hurt and all you wanted was mom? Remember how her touch would help you to feel calm. Maybe the words that she spoke were so soft and so dear. Maybe when you were around her, you felt like you could conquer the world and you had no fear. Maybe mom spoke things in your life that no other person could speak. Then so much time passed by before you could even blink. The touch of a mother. We all need that touch because God has anointed her to have the mother's touch.
Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord praise. Amen. Amen. Certainly we thank Deaconess Puckett for that poem. Amen. And mothers, we do honor you. We thank God for you being here on today. Amen. Turn with me, if you will, in your Bibles to the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, starting at verse number 30. Amen. And before we get into the word, we just want to make sure that everybody's good with the temperature. Amen. If you're cold in here, won't you raise your hand? If you're cold, you're a little chilly. Amen. Just raise your hand high so we can see. We're going to take an estimate here. Okay, so it's about five of y'all. So that means everybody else is all right, amen. We do have some red cloths, amen, that we want to give you so you can be warm, amen, if y'all want to pass them around, because we're about to get into the word of God, amen. Why don't you give the Lord a hand clap of praise for the word? Amen. Give me a little volume here and here. Amen. Glory to God. Proverbs chapter 31, starting at verse number 30. I'm going to ask that you would stand with me as we go into God's holy word and see what he has for us. Amen. How many believe the word of God is truth? How many believe that it's powerful, life-changing? Amen. So we're going to allow the word to do exactly what it does. Amen. In Proverbs chapter 31, looking at Proverbs chapter 30 verse, chapter 31, verse 30, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 30, reading from the King James Version. If you have the King James Version, I'm going to ask that you read this with me. And it says, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. If you have the New International Version, I'm going to ask that you would read with me, please. Charm is deceitful and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Can we read that again? New International Version readers. Charm is deceitful and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. I want to minister this morning from the title, A Woman Worthy of Praise. A Woman Worthy of Praise. You may be seated. Even as we minister this word concerning Mother's Day or women, these principles can apply to men as well as women. When we look at this particular proverb, we know that Solomon has written the majority of the proverbs, and in this particular proverb, he is describing all the positive attributes of a woman. But I like verse 30, the verse right before the last verse, where he says, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Many times in our society, praise tends to go to the wrong attributes of a woman. When we look at the magazine, when we look at the entertainment industry, many times the praise goes to the outward versus the inward. Now, there's nothing wrong, amen, with the outward of a woman, amen. How many know God made it all? But we should put the appropriate amount of attention, amen, and praise to the part that's most important. When we think about some of our celebrities, we have women, and we thank God for all women, amen, those that are saved and unsaved. But it's a truth that there are different outward attributes that we look at. We think about some of our models and some of our, amen, celebrities, you know, women in the sense of J-Lo. Everybody know who J-Lo is, amen. And you think about Beyonce, you know who Beyonce is. And typically, these people are on magazine covers, not so much for what's in their heart or in their head, but for what's on the outside, amen. But I come by to tell you today that the scripture says a woman who fears the Lord, she is worthy to be praised, amen. So though the world may give praise and laudation to that which is on the outside, a true person that has been submitted to the Spirit of God can look on the inside and says, you know what, that woman should be getting some praise, amen. Won't you give yourself praise today, amen. We thank God for godly women. Amen. Women of God. And as I look here, I found four things that we should accent, if you would, concerning women that feareth the Lord. These are four women that were worthy of praise in the scripture. If you go with me to Exodus chapter 1, verse 22, we're going to look here at Moses' mother, Jochebed. Amen. She was a woman worthy of praise because she valued the responsibility of motherhood. How many know motherhood is important? You might as well say amen, because nobody got here except through a mother. Amen. It took the father and the mother, but the mother is the one that birthed you. Amen, somebody. So that is a value that's worthy of praise. Amen. Glory to God. So in Exodus chapter 1, starting at verse 22, we're going to find here the story of Moses and what was taking place in his time. In verse 22, we read from the King James Version, "And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, every son that is born ye shall cast him into the river, and every daughter ye shall save alive." Pharaoh has given an edict here. He's given a mandate that says all male children are to be cast into the river. In other words, they should be killed and destroyed. But we find in chapter 2, looking at verse number 1, "And there went a man of the house of Levi and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and dabbed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein. And she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, this is one of the Hebrews' children. Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee? And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages. And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son, and she called his name Moses, and she said, because I drew him out of the water. There's a number of significant things when we look in this particular passage. The first thing is, when we look at verse 1, we know that all of the babies were being killed. They were being thrown into the river. But then you had this woman, Jochebed. She is worthy to be praised because she valued motherhood so much. To what she said, even though the Pharaoh has given this evil edict, this evil command to throw all of these babies into the water, I'm not throwing mine in there. Amen. Not only that, but you had to know for her to take this baby and to put him in an ark, the scripture says, and put him in the middle of the water to allow him to float. That had to take some compassion, but it also had to take some trust in God. Could you see in the text that when you think about the river can represent life? It's amazing how some mothers, amen, and I don't believe there's any mother in here, and if there is, we need to pray for them, but some of us can take our child and not put them in the ark, but still put them in the river. What do you mean, preacher? In other words, the ark represents the word of God. The ark represents the name of Jesus. Whenever we raise a child, we should always want to raise that child in the name of Jesus, in the house of the Lord, full with the word of God, because you could take a child and throw him into the river of life and he could end up destroyed anyhow. Amen. That's what happened to the other babies. They were just tossed into the water with no ark. The question today is, are we going to make sure that our children are in the ark? What is the ark? They're in the house of God. They're in the word of God. They know the name of Jesus. She took this child and made sure that he was protected. So really, she obeyed the king's edict. She put him in the river, but she put him in the river where he was protected. Amen, somebody. A mother that is worthy of praise knows how to cover their child in the ark of the word. A woman who is worthy of praise knows how to cover their child in the ark of prayer. Because anytime you see ark represents safety. Amen, somebody. So the Bible says, train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they're old, they shall not depart. Let me tell you, today, if you're bringing your child to the house of God, you're bringing them in the ark. Amen. If you're having them to read the word of God at the house, you're bringing them into the ark. Amen. Don't put your child in the river of life without allowing them to know who the ark is. Jochebed was worthy of praise, but she had faith in God as well, because it took some kind of faith to put this boy in the river. But not only did she have faith, she also had favor, because her daughter watched the ark as it went into the Pharaoh's daughter's hands. Then the Pharaoh's daughter came back and paid her to raise her own child. See, that's favor when you trust God. Jochebed was a woman worthy of praise. She didn't have on a tight miniskirt, amen. She didn't have her bosom hanging. No, she took care of her child, and she's worthy of praise. See, the world will say we need to praise the celebrities. Amen. We thank God for them. We want them saved. Amen. But you ought to give a godly mother some praise. Amen. A mother that took time to pray. A mother that took time to take care of the child. A mother that said, no, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. You will get up this morning. You will go to the house of God. Amen. And not only am I going to send you, I'm going to bring you with me. Amen, somebody. Jochebed was worthy of praise. Amen, somebody. Then we find in the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 1 through 19. Amen. A woman worthy of praise values the responsibility of motherhood as Jochebed did. But not only that, a woman who is worthy of praise is a loyal friend. We'll find this in Ruth, chapter 1, verse 1 through 19. How many can use a good friend today? How many have had a good friend in their life? See, when you've had a good friend, you know you've had one. Amen, somebody. A loyal friend is worthy of praise.
We want to talk to people tonight.
Thank you for joining us for the Discipleship Now radio broadcast. We pray that you have received revelation from God's word and inspiration from His Spirit. If you have questions, comments, or would like to contact our ministry, please send your letters to P.O. Box 1533, DeRidder, Louisiana 70634, or email us at discipleshipnow2013@gmail.com. Again, that's discipleshipnow2013@gmail.com. If you have never made Jesus